in 1960, Eugene was really growing as a railroad terminal. So we moved here when Eugene was about 50,000 population, and I was 16 years old. And I worked on the railroad until 1999 when I retired.
So railroading is in your bones,
yeah.
Your blood.
I didn't know it until I went to work out there, but yeah, it is. I started out working as a switchman. I worked in a little shanty just big enough to sit down in and have a speaker in. And the yardmaster would call me and tell me what train was coming from where and what track he wanted it in.
And so when you say he called you, there weren't cell phones?
No telephones or radios. It was had a wired speaker system from the yardmaster tower out to my little shack where I was.
So you really couldn't stray very far from that shack?
No, I had to be there. I better be there. Yeah. There was just a lot of traffic that came in here, and it just dried up. And back in those early days of early 60s, there were probably 60 trains a day in and out of Eugene. You know, there was a time Southern Pacific was, I think it was the second largest employer in Lane County. Once a day, there was a 100-car train come from Coos Bay, loaded with paper and lumber. All that stuff just started to die because of the fact that the logging has gone away. So the railroads have changed their way of doing business. And, of course, what the bread and butter for the company and for me when I went to work was taking care of a small customer that got two or three cars a week. But the railroads got away from that individual. They started saying, you know, why should we have a crew out there moving your boxcar when you could call a couple of trucks? And so it went pretty much to the truckers. And things change. They get bigger and better and faster and safer. But the railroad still, you know, you go out here and drive up the freeway and you see the railroad there with nothing on it and the freeway crowded with trucks. That tells me there's something wrong with our overall master plan. I've always thought, you know, if I was the king, I'd just tell them, just haul those containers with trucks for all the local stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the railroad could haul the long haul where they've got crew changes, and that way they wouldn't be long haul truck drivers. They could stay home at night with their families. Uh-huh. And the railroad crews get their 8 hours off and make a trip, and they're back home too. Be better for the highways, be better for the railroads. It'd be better for everybody.